No, no. Just hold still. Relax. Just enjoy that warm bath. Doesn't it feel so good? You've certainly earned it tonight. Ah, what's that? You don't remember? I thought you might forget. But don't worry, I can remind you of every glorious moment of this evening so far. Why is it so dark? Don't you like the candlelight? Don't fret. I'm not here to harm you. I'm just here to help you relax. Let me refresh your memory. And you know your boyfriend, right? That big, burly guy. Right, him. Well, you might not remember me, but I'm sure you remember how obsessed he was with that witch who worked in the office next to his. Just down the street. You know he's been watching me for months. Every time I walk by, I know he stares, ogles, whispers. You know, I could always tell that there was this edge in the way he looked at me. He didn't just desire me, as so many men do. No, there was something in him. He wanted to possess me. He wanted to own me, break me. Perhaps the way he'd done to you. Surely you remember your relationship with him, how you always were so eager to do his bidding. I bet even now you wish he was here to tell you what to do, don't you? Don't you worry a bit about that. Just relax. Enjoy that warm bath. So good. Where was I? Oh, yes. Last night. Do you remember? Well, it's Halloween last night, and everyone was so eager to show off their costumes, and, well, I personally am quite the fan of Halloween, although it is a rather juvenile celebration of something that I actually hold quite dear. In all those months that your boyfriend was obsessing about me, did he tell you I was a witch? Or did he just feel it in his bones? Know that there was something different about me. What do you mean witches aren't real? Of course we're real. Don't you think he would remember what last night was all about? If I were pretending. But I'm not pretending. Oh, no, no, no. So last night, after I locked up, I was headed to a party. That's right, I was wearing a long, black, lacy getup. Maybe not your traditional witch wear. And your boyfriend became hauling down the street, aggressive. And I could tell he was hell-bent on grabbing me. And you were two steps behind, weren't you? You didn't even try to stop him. Do you just not care what he does? Or are you his little submissive partner, cleaning up his messes, helping him fuck unsuspecting women, helping him rape them? You know, it actually doesn't matter what your answer is. It's all in the past now. Because I saw what was in him. I saw the monster in him. One thing about being a witch, people become so easy to read. So I let him. I let you both take me. I let you take me back to your apartment. Oh, I put up enough of a struggle that it was clear I did not consent. I was curious if he knew I did not want him. Would he stop? And the answer was no. And when the door closed behind us, and he thrust his tongue down my throat and grabbed at my breast with his hand, that's when I bit. And while he was cursing, calling me a devil woman. How right he was. I managed to ensnare you both. It was so easy. Especially you, my dear. Never met anyone so susceptible. And I knew. I just knew what had to be done. So I had you help me get him onto the table. He's not a small man. Not a small man at all. And then we strapped him down. Do you remember? You were so easy to direct. I just told you to tighten the rope. And once the ropes were tightened, that's when the real fun began. Do you remember? I pulled you aside and started kissing you. Yes. Pressing my lips to your throat. Licking my way along your collarbone. Lower, muzzling those beautiful, perfect breasts of yours, slowly untying the stays to your corset. You remember that, don't you? I know you remember that. And I could feel your heartbeat skittering under my soft lips. You were so pliable, eager. There was nothing forced. I didn't coerce you. You know that, right? I would never take anything from such a creature as you. Such a sweet, gentle creature. And I could tell you were becoming aroused. Your nipples hardened. I let my tongue toy with them, trace them, even as my fingers were unzipping your skirt, sliding lower. I wanted to see If you were as wet as I thought you'd be. And you were. I guess all you really need is someone to be in charge, hmm? And I could tell you wanted more. But it was time. It was time for us to turn our ministrations. On that weaselly boyfriend of yours. That scum-sucking piece of shit. So the two of us began to run our hands over him. And he started to come too, didn't he? And he started to speak, but I had have none of that. No. So I bound his mouth. And that was much, much better. He didn't seem to have much to say besides grunting anyway. Once we both started rubbing on his cock. That was quite the cock, was it not? Say what you will about that waste of space. He has, of course, interesting equipment. And I knew you were ready then. You were ready for the right. So, I helped you climb all the way on top of him. And then I had you look at me and say, are you ready to claim your place among the Society of Sisters? Do you remember that? You said, I must have him. Which is no answer, of course. But I let you sink down onto that cock. And I let you ride him. I could see the way your head fell back. That lovely throat of yours exposed. Your body quivering. Moving up and down. Riding that worthless animal for all. All you are worth. So very, very lovely. Oh, yeah. And I could tell you were getting close. So close. And as you got closer, I knew. I knew the truth would be in you if I asked. And so, I moved to the head of the table. And I caught your eye as you were riding him. And I asked you, simply, have you raped other women with him? And you looked me square in the eye, and you said yes. And I asked you a second question. You remember, don't you? My eyes boring straight into yours. Did you help him rape? And you said yes. And it was at that moment I could tell you were on the cusp of an orgasm. You were about to fully claim that moment for your own. And just as you were about to come, do you remember? Do you remember as that powerful orgasm was building inside you exactly what I did next? I slit his throat. And you were sprayed with his arterial blood. Across your own throat, your chest, everywhere. So much blood. And then I looked at you as you were orgasming, as your beautiful body was quaking on that corpse's cock. Do you remember what I said to you? He got what he deserved. And then you were covered with blood. So we had to do something. So I brought you to the tub. Surely you've noticed how heavy your body feels. I've bound you. You know, it takes an interesting kind of woman who can sit back and allow the torture and terror of another. Perhaps I could have forgiven you for that if you hadn't shown any remorse. Oh, look at you trying to struggle to get out of that tub. You think you're all clean now? Let me just get this light for you. We'll towel you off, right? Send you right on home. Oh, the look on your face. That's not water you're bathing in. Is it? It's the still warm blood from your boyfriend, from that terrible man that you were so eager to serve. And you know, I think the only way that this can end, the only way. Is for you to drown in a pool of his blood. Such a face.